Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, loads of stories happening around the country this week that you just might have missed or didn't make the national headlines. Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is with me, though, to tell us about them. How are we doing?
Hello, good.
Good, all set for the weekend?
Yes, I have to have a quiet weekend, but busy in another way. I have a wedding next weekend, so...
Well, you're gearing up.
I have to get a new tie. I have to get my hair cut. I'm also on the telly on the Today Show Monday, so I need clothes for that. So
right.
A lot of doing bits and bobs.
Yeah.
What are you up to? Going
you're
to Monaco?
You're grooming yourself, it sounds like, yes. By all accounts.
You're going to Monaco, I'm sure.
Well, after Donegal last weekend, you know. No, I'm having... What am I doing this weekend? I'm actually going to a comedy gig tomorrow night.
Oh, very good.
And I never go to a comedy gig.
Are we allowed to say who the comedian is?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to, it's Chris Kent.
Okay.
Yeah, my friend suggested we go, so right. We're going.
Don't know him.
No, he was on with Pat, though, a few weeks ago, actually.
Okay.
That's where I first heard of him or saw him or heard him. Not a big comedy fan.
No, I'd be similar. I like Tommy Tiernan, that's about it.
Yeah, I would like Patrick Keelty, actually, as at the height of his days as a comedian. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, sure.
Enjoy.
Look, all, ask me next Friday, we'll see.
Yes. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living.
So which county actually works 9 to 5, Shane?
Well, we're talking about the best work-life balance in the country, and that award goes to Galway. So this was a survey compiled by Switcher.ie. So they look at things like house prices, broadband, green spaces, crime rates, transport, all these different things. And they found that Galway was ranked as the best county for the perfect work-life balance. They have super fast broadband, a vast array of places to eat and drink, and good access to family services and transport. Now, I love Galway. I was only there at Christmas. The traffic will kill me.
Oh, stop. No, I don't want to say a bad word about Galway.
It's great.
Galway, I have a real soft spot for Galway.
Yeah.
I went to college there for 4 years.
Yeah.
It's always a place I said I could never live because I purely associate Galway with fun and crack and good times. And I never want Galway to be a place that... And the only... Like, I return mainly to Galway now. If I'm going back, it's for the Galway races. So it is forever just this county of fun for me.
Yeah, you couldn't live there every day.
No, I don't want there to be... Galway's just great. I love Galway. It's great. But the traffic is just... dire.
This is why, so I couldn't do it because I'm sick of saying the Bohrna Drive on the traffic. but they reckon that they reckon it's the best place to live. In second place was Cork, which I've only really been to Cork because of the Today Show, which you're in and out, but
I don't know Cork that well.
But I always want to stay longer when I'm in Cork.
Yeah, I'd like to get a nice weekend in Cork.
Cork ranked the highest on cafes and very high on broadband speeds in supermarkets. Low on green spaces, though. Third best place for work-life balance is Carlow, followed by Roscommon and Westmeath. The most affordable place to buy a house is Leitrim, followed by Longford, Donegal, Roscommon and Cavan. And then Sligo. Sligo is sixth overall for work-life balance, but it took the top spot for the best county to balance work with a family. So they looked there at things like house prices, the crime rate, the number of schools and the number of GP surgeries.
So interesting.
Yeah. And just finally to say, Dublin is best overall for hybrid working because of the good broadband and mobile speeds and how close you are to transport links.
Sligo was a great county.
Yeah, you love Sligo.
I love Sligo. I spent a lot of my life in Sligo. Went to school in Sligo. Spent pretty much all my summers there. I would think it is a great place to bring up a family and for work-life balance.
Work-life balance, yeah. Good for a night out in Sligo as well, actually.
Yeah, not bad. I can definitely confirm that.
Now, that is the Illan Pipes, in case you didn't know. And that's a famous Illan Piper called Chris McMullen, who is from, well, we're saying he's Donegal man, but Strabane is Tyrone. So just out the road. But he's
Now it's a stone's throw.
Yeah. And he's very well known across Donegal for his Illan pipe playing. And he, this week, is over the moon because his music is going to be used in an expensive ad starring Barry Keoghan, which will be shown to millions of people during the Super Bowl, which is this Sunday.
So there's a Donegal man at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That's the headline.
That's all we need to say.
He's neither from nor Donegal nor at the Super Bowl. But anyway, we'll take it.
Squarespace, big company, has a 30-second ad that'll run between the first and second quarters of the Super Bowl on Sunday on Fox. By the way, if you want an ad at the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's $7 million for a 30-second ad during the games. That's how much Squarespace is spending.
They have some of the most famous faces involved in the TV advertisements.
David Beckham's
as well.
In it this year as well.
Was it Jennifer Aniston was in an ad, wasn't she, last year?
Yeah, Oprah did one with Tom Hanks, I think, as well.
Unbelievable.
Huge. So the Super Bowl, just in case you don't know, is the final championship game of American football's NFL. And it's watched by 120 million viewers worldwide. So how did Chris McMullen get involved? Well, Donegal Daily interviewed him and they wanted to know how a trad musician from Strabane had his music chosen to be used at an ad in the Super Bowl. He says they just googled Ilan Piper online and they found me.
Oh, that is absolutely brilliant.
And Barry Keoghan's in the ad. It's a 30-second spot set in Ireland called A Tale As Old As Websites, and it's a comedy take on the Banshees of Inisherin, and you hear his Ilan piping in the background.
Will you watch the Super Bowl?
No.
No, sure, you're up. Sorry, that's a ridiculous
I watched
question.
The halftime show because that's usually good.
Yeah, I watched it last year right up until the end of the halftime show and it was brilliant. Yeah. I'm dying to go to a Super Bowl party. So if anybody, and I don't mean if you're having one, invite me, but if you're having one, let us know because we do want to know where they're happening, where they're going on. We're happy to give you a mention here.
I actually lie. Years ago, some of my friends rented a hotel room in Nice specifically to watch it and I was in there for a while for a bit of the Super Bowl. It's huge in Ireland.
Yeah.
I presume people are off on Monday because they're not going to stay up.
Well, surely somebody is having, you know, some business is hosting a party for this. Let us know if you are. 087 1400 106. They're looking for trainee rangers.
They are in Fota, Fota Wildlife Park. No qualifications necessary either, which is great. Now, we're told it's an animal lover's dream and all you need is a leaving cert. Cork BO is reporting Fota's looking to hire a new trainee ranger to care for and feed the exotic animals in the wildlife park. All you need is your leaving cert and good English to speak to the animals, I presume, to be considered for the role, but you have to be willing to work towards an animal related qualification in the future. So there's a thing called a diploma in zoo management. You don't need it to get the job, but Fota will encourage you to work towards one. You have to be a good team worker, as you'll be working alongside senior rangers. You also have to have no problem getting your hands dirty, and if you're interested in the park's conservation efforts, it's a bonus. Your responsibility, and these are domestic and exotic animals, is to do the preparation of food, report animal health concerns, and help with minor repairs and maintenance, and get your skates on because applications are open until February 21st.
Okay. This is a terrible story, and actually involving pets as well, though, in Kildare.
Shocking story. I read this in my local paper this week, the Leinster Leader in Kildare. A pet owner has hit out at a bunch of heartless boys because these teenagers played a cruel prank on her over her missing cat. And we know pet lovers adore their animals and they're distraught when they go missing. So this owner, who hasn't been named, in Newbridge, put up a picture of her missing cat Bubbles on social media. And then she received a worrying phone call from someone claiming to have found her cat with his leg hanging off. They said they were in a local arcade where they said they had the cat. She went rushing down to the arcade and was met with a bunch of teenage boys who presented her with a box containing a squeaky toy.
Ah, stop.
And they were laughing their heads off.
That's desperate.
Yeah, it really is. So she says it's so cruel and nasty.
So has she been reunited with the cat then?
No.
She still hasn't got the cat.
She's still searching. That's desperate. Issued another heartfelt appeal on Facebook and she said the cat is sorely missed by our four-year-old girl. Thank you. Like, I'd lock up those young lads, to be honest,
pups
for that.
Doing that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes, we're going to Louth for our final story. A great positive story to end on. And this is classic me. I always forget to do the lotto and then I complain I haven't won it.
I'm not a liar. I'd never do it.
Well, you're too rich. You don't need to do the lotto. But for the rest of us...
No, I have no luck. That's what, I don't know. I'd never do it.
I wish
that was my complaint.
We won 100 euro on a scratch card recently. Did so you? I should try. Yes, but anyway, nothing to do with us. The Donnellys in Louth experienced a moment of pure joy this week as they claimed the Euro Millions prize of 500,000 euro. They collected it on Tuesday at National Lottery HQ. And the Donnelly family, there's 18 of them. So we've got brothers, sisters, nephews and nieces. They've been playing together for 2 years and this is their first major win. They bought their ticket in Centra in Drogheda. And Kenneth is head of the family syndicate and he's very honest, right? So Kenneth collects the money every week. He photographs the bought tickets for the week ahead and he shares any winnings in the group chat. Before this, they've only won maybe £4 or £8. But his wife rang and said the winning numbers were ours.
Oh my God.
And he went in, checked the ticket, put it in the Lotto app and it said you've won big. And the group erupted in excitement. He has a WhatsApp group. Now, not very creative. It's called the Lotto Group. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter
they
the name of the group.
They change it to Lotto Winners.
Absolutely. And they always joked that they'd buy an island if they ever won.
Oh,
but now
God.
They have bigger dreams. So one family member has already booked a trip to Nashville. And now there's going to be a long-awaited family trip, all 18 of them, heading off to New York.
How much did you say they won?
500,000 divided by 18. Still a nice amount.
Oh, you get it. Like, that's just lovely. Like,
it's a dream amount.
Well, it is. It's just nice. You know, you'd get, what would you get for that each?
Now, you're asking me maths here.
Right.
I haven't a clue. We'll have to do the calculator on it.
Yeah, that's that.
The nice thing about it is, because there's 18 of them, it's the entire family, no one's going to be bitter or jealous and you don't have to share the money with anyone because they all have a share of the half a million.
28,000 each.
Lovely.
That's amazing. That's a lovely amount. That is just a lovely amount of money.
Yeah, that's a cruise and a new car. That's what I would do.
You should get more... Well, car, yeah.
So everyone will start to claim to know the Donnellys and Louds now.
Oh,
they're called the Dons locally, by the way.
I love it. That is brilliant. Fair play to them. Best luck. Enjoy your winning, Shane Beattie. Enjoy your grooming weekend.
Thank you. Wait till you see the haircut on Monday.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.